All right, good morning. First thoughts, WWIB 14 in front of 6 o'clock. First thoughts is, wow, are we anticipating a lot of snow? What a difference a day makes. Yesterday, we were saying of 4 to 8 inches, maybe Saturday night. Sunday, not specific, but we've gotten closer. And the weather folks, the weather predictors, the meteorologists, the National Weather Service, they can see, and they're saying a 90% chance of 8 to 12 inches of snow Saturday night, and a 90% chance of a whopping 12 to 18 inches of snow during the day on Sunday. Yeah. Then still a 60% chance of some topper snow on Sunday night. No mention of how much, with wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. The winter storm watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock on Saturday night and stretches all the way until 7 on Monday morning. So there you go, 36 hours of that. Meanwhile, the L.A. Phillips Memorial Public Library is opening its doors to the next generation of creators and collectors. The library's officially opened submissions for Here's Looking at You, Kid, a youth talent showcase and fair scheduled for April 3rd. Staff designed the event to celebrate the diverse interests, hobbies, skills, and collections of students in grades K through 12. Unlike a traditional talent show, the showcase and fair format allows for a wider range of participation from live performances to tabletop displays of collections and crafts. Possible submissions include, but are not limited to, performances like singing, musical instruments, poetry, joke-telling, martial arts, and more. Hobbies and skills like Rubik's Cube solving, yo-yo tricks, cooking, roller skating, and then even collections and craft like Pokemon cards, Lego builds, painting, handmade jewelry, crochet, sewing. How to take part? Interested participants now. Today's the 13th of March. Interested participants must submit an application by Sunday. The submission form can be found online at ecpubliclibrary.info/kid/interests. So, also, tomorrow is the Special Olympics Wisconsin supporters heading to the banks of the Chippewa River for the 2026 Polar Plunge. They're going to beat the weather. They'll be kicking it off at Loopy's Grill at noon tomorrow. Registration and check-in starts at 10. So plungers who raise a minimum of $100 receive the official Polar Plunge t-shirt for a unique design. So good stuff there. Don't forget, we've got our own Hope in Hoops. We're asking for you to be a hoop partner with us this month. And again, you can learn more at WIB.com. Scroll down, click on the icon, the Hope in Hoops banner at the bottom of the page. It's got Caleb and me and Sam and Dawson. And print out your own pledge sheet. Get your own supporters for whatever you make a basket of in your home, your garage, your basement, your barn, what have you. Get that pledge support, or maybe you underwrite it yourself like our friend Jody and Aliva did, and then let us know about it. Get us your envelope, and whatever support you turn in, we've got a gift card to say thank you with $20 gift cards for a lot of different places and car washes and the whole deal, Snappy Car Wash, Shields, and more. All right, well, you have said a lot already this morning. Today in history, this is the day in 1884 that standard time was adopted throughout the United States. And finally, on this March 13th, from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, when it's more important to win arguments than love people, we need to start all over again with our faith, says Bob. And his devotion goes like this. Proverbs 15:18: a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. He says, whether it was at school with a teacher when we were young or at work after we got our first job, we've all worked with someone who made the fateful decision to go toe-to-toe with the boss in an argument. Bad call. We've cringed when they've launched the initial missile in the form of a confrontational question declaring war. With raised eyebrows and glares traded with friends, we sit back and wait for the destruction as the two gunslingers square off and pull their jackets back, exposing their six-shooters. Even if they're hands down right, we all know there's a built-in risk when our coworker pokes the dragon. And if the disagreement escalates, we can watch our colleague both win the argument and lose the job in one glorious explosion of bad judgment. Bob Goff says those moments remind us how foolish it is to try to win an argument instead of preserving a relationship. Don't get me wrong, he says. I've been a lawyer for several decades. I've learned that whether it's with family, friends, or acquaintances online, we lose when we argue without love. Gonna underline that. We lose when we argue without love. He says healthy disagreement can help us all grow, but when it's more important to win arguments than love people, we need to start all over again with our faith. Bob says Jesus was right 100% of the time, but when people walked away, they felt seen and loved even when they were flat wrong. Jesus looked past disagreements to the question behind their questions. He saw the fears and insecurities that were driving the behavior. He saw the need behind the facade, and when faced with the choice of winning an argument or loving a friend, Jesus led with humility and let kindness do the talking. Many of us spend much of our lives trying to win arguments that love won a long time ago. Who's been caught in the crossfire of a disagreement you've had with them? You know what to do next. Get love back in the middle of it, or take a walk around the block and start over again with your faith. Today's question, who do you need to apologize to for arguing with them? Who do you need to forgive? Anniversaries, getting your driver's license. We celebrate what you celebrate here on WWIB, where we are family. And we were celebrating Maya getting her driver's license in the Thorpe area yesterday. What are we going to celebrate today? Well, we let you tell us as we check wib.com/celebrations and see what you're checking in. Usually it's birthdays, as much or more than anything else. And again, we got the big grand prize drawing at the end of the month for all sorts of goodies, but looks like maybe we're getting a phone call this morning. I don't know. Let's go to the bat phone. Hi, you're live on the air here on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mark Stamper from the School District of Flambeau.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
And
good to talk to you.
I just wanted to let everyone know that we are closed for today.
Flambeau is closed today.
Yeah.
All right. How bad is it there?
You know, we've got probably 5 to 6 inches of wet, heavy snow, and then it was raining, and it's all slushy. It's just not good.
You guys got a lot more of it than we did here, but sounds like a lot more on the way, so we'll see what the weekend holds.
I think so.
All right. Thanks so much for your call. No school in Flambeau today. There we go. During birthdays, taking that, fielding it, you know, like a shortstop fielding a hot ground ball. Kayla Lillard with a birthday today. Thank you to Connor for letting us know. And Connor says, my wife does a wonderful job raising our kids and teaching them every day when I'm at work. She pours into our marriage every day, even on the hard days. And she always points people toward the Lord during hardships. Well, happy birthday to Kayla today. And Connor, thanks for taking the time to let us know about her birthday at wib.com/celebrations. I see another one for tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and mention it because we're not going to be here. But Sherry in Bloomer lets us know about her husband, Gary. Says, Gary's my husband who's very passionate about everything he does and has so much love for Jesus. I would love to wish him the happiest birthday. That is March 14th for tomorrow. Thanks to those folks letting us know what's going on in the birthday department here on WWIB. Again, the place to go, wib.com/celebrations. Get into that grand prize drawing end of the month for all the fantastic goodies that we share. Well, we told you we're a part of Nap Nation here. Caleb and I are pro-nap. And turns out a 10-minute snooze can change your life.
Yes, and I really love that there's data backing this up. So maybe we're still adjusting to daylight saving time and such, but there's a study from Paris where 11 healthy men were deprived of sleep during one night but were allowed to nap the next day.
Yeah, and different samples show that a poor night's sleep raised stress hormones, but napping brought them down to normal, showing that catching winks during the day can give the immune system a boost.
People who take midday naps also have a 4% lower average systolic blood pressure than those who don't.
And according to the National Sleep Foundation, napping can also restore alertness, enhance performance, and reduce mistakes and accidents, extend alertness later in the day, and is an easy way to relax.
Just all great data. I love this. Humans are actually designed for napping. Before we started working 8-hour shifts, we naturally decided to take naps in the afternoon. Over in Italy and Spain, adults still take breaks for napping. We need to adopt that.
Totally. Interestingly, humans are one of the only animals who don't sleep in short spurts.
Most mammals are polyphasic sleepers, which means they snooze for short periods during the day.
We're only one of a few monophasic sleepers in the animal kingdom.
We sleep during one block of time and are awake for another. So, I think all that to say, just the takeaway, Nap Nation, you now have proof that napping is good for you.
I guess so, yes. Pro-napping. A study finds the average person eats 30 pounds of lettuce each year.
Yeah, that's about right. 30 pounds of lettuce topped with 40 gallons of ranch.
Just right.
Daylight saving time started back on Sunday.
I almost took off work the next day to try to figure out how to set the clock on my car's dashboard.
Better just to wait 6 months.
Experts say that animals are also affected by daylight saving time.
Which is why before I went to bed Saturday, I reset all my roosters.
Smart.
Americans spend an average of 18 full days in their car each year.
And let's be real, half of that time is spent sitting in drive-thrus.
Indeed.
Yes, Americans typically spend almost 18 full days in their cars every year.
And yet somehow many of us are still not good at driving. A poll finds 86% of Americans are stressed about grocery costs.
The other 14% are just eating meals at their parents' house.
That's a good idea.
And finally, researchers found that procrastination can be genetic.
Call your parents today and tell them it's all their fault. Or wait until tomorrow.
Or the day after.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Time for the best of the week here on WWIB. Here's what we put together. Jody in Oliva showed us how it's done yesterday with a post. We have up the video, both at our Wib Facebook page and our Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page, and it sounds something like this as she's in the horse barn.
Hi, WWIB. Today we're going to give $25 pledge for every scoop of poop that's going to go in the gorilla cart over there. 20. I think I'm going to make all of them. So that's $125. Love you guys.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Becca Eau Claire.
Hi, Becca.
From Eau Claire. What do you think?
Museum houses.
Museum houses. What makes you think museum houses?
Because of the clues.
Yeah.
That they were different, but... But they're kind of the same, so...
So the second clue really tipped you off to that.
And so, yeah. and like, by museum houses, so it's like, this is where Abraham Lincoln lived, you know, that kind of a thing?
Yes.
All right. Is it museum houses, 15,000 of them in the United States? It is!
Becca in Eau Claire, you're going to Culver. We've been very interactive with you, listeners, and you've been interactive with us getting ready for our CCM song tournament. I've got Ryan Westaby with Mercy Me, Julie Smith with Phil Wickham, Barton has Forrest Frank, Sam Ducat with Ren Collective, Dave Spencer with Ben Fuller, Amber Sedevy with Ann Wilson, Anna Westaby with Sidewalk Prophets, Chad and Augusta with Eli Gable, Mike and LaCrosse with Jeremy Camp, Christy Carr with Brandon Lake, Sherry in Fall Creek with Zach Williams, Samantha in Eau Claire for King and Country, and Mark Potraz with Jamie McDonald.
Let's see. Did we mention Tammy has Josiah Queen?
Nope.
Or
the Derrick's family from Plum City. They have Toby Mack.
That's a good lineup.
It's a very good lineup. Excellent.
And...
Good morning. Coming up on 531, it's the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, for this Friday. A bit of snow and 35 degrees at our studios in Halley between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Wow. Saturday night, they've upgraded from saying a 4 to 8 inches to now a 90% chance of 8 to 12 inches of snow Saturday night. Travel is definitely advised against. And then on Sunday, a 90% chance of... This is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this. And I started here in November of 85. After 8 to 12 inches Saturday night, there is a 90% chance of 12 to 18 inches of snow on Sunday. That's crazy.
Not missed. God bless you all.
Thank you, Howell. The best of the week.
Yeah, thanks so much to Jody and Oliva. And please join us. Take up our invitation to be a hoop partner as Jody has done.